Sister, and this is Zara, your friend from where we used to work. I don't want to say it, but you know, I'm very proud of you. Very proud that you thought of this podcast. This is a very, very important topic that resonates, I'm sure, with a lot of women. As you know, I'm a single mother of a 9-year-old boy, and he's growing, and things are changing. It didn't used to be like this, you know, when he was just a baby. I don't know whether to say it's getting harder or it's getting easier. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it looks like it's getting harder because challenges, you know, day and day life changes from one day to the other, depending. So I'm sure we're going to get a lot of advice from women in our situation.
Hey, my SD family, this is Lady G. When I say SD family, I mean my single parent family. We're single parents. Don't forget, as a single parent, we are very strong. We are united. We are able. We are blessed. We are conquerors in every way. With that being said, how did you guys spend your weekend? I got into so many exciting things. I was able to get out a little bit. The weather in Houston was great. This weekend was very successful for me in every way. I promise you guys to bring a special guest onto this platform today. And guess what? I did. I'm so excited. Not only do I know the guest, but she's one of my favorite of all the young tenders out here. She's one of my favorites. So I'm gonna do a short and brief introduction of my guest today. Our guest today on SB Swag is Miss Rue. Miss Rue is my niece, and I have been knowing her for, gosh, how long have I been knowing you?
All my life, 19 years.
19 years. I've been knowing Miss Rue for 19 years. So, 19 years and counting, this journey has been a roller coaster, but I love it. Remember, a trip always has an ending. A journey is a lifetime. Okay? Your journey never ends. I learned that. So, I'm just giving you guys a little wisdom, just dropping it on you like a bomb. Boom. Okay. Let's get into today's topic. Today's topic on SB Swag is the importance of a mother in her daughter or daughter's life. Huh. When I think of this, I think of a motherly role. Because as a parent, as a mother, as you all already know, I'm a single parent of two boys. One is 19 and one is almost 12. Yay, single parent got that strength. I am very strong in so many ways. I pride myself as being a very strong Black woman. There are days that I fall short, but I don't stay there. I try my best and get up from my mistakes that I've learned from. The importance of a mother in a daughter's life. The daughter looks up to her mom as a role model. The daughter looks up to her mom to help boost her self-esteem. The daughter looks up to the mom for training. Daughters look up to their mom to get assurance on so many things. on how to have boys talk, on how to educate the daughter on simple things in life, as far as taking care of yourself as a woman, what a woman is supposed to do at a certain age when you're a teenager, how you're supposed to, you know, take care of your hygiene, and how to carry yourself as a lady, our daughter or daughters look up to us for that. So, with that being said, Ms. Rue is our guest today on the show, and Ms. Rue has a story. And this story is very, very educational, I think, because there is a female out here, there's a young girl out here who needs to hear Ms. Rue's story. As a teenager, were you a teenager when that happened?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Ms. Rue was a teenager. How old were you when the incident happened?
19.
Okay. Ms. Rue was 18 years old when she eloped. Okay. Elope means running away secretly in order to get married, especially without a parental consent. When you got married, did your mom know about you getting married? She didn't know about you.
She didn't know about it.
Okay. But did you ever think to tell her when you got married at the age of 18?
Yes. She was the first person I wanted to call.
Okay. How did she feel about that?
I think she was disappointed.
Girl, I was too. When I heard the story, when I heard it, I was disappointed, but I am so glad that that is over and done.
Right.
Yes. So, how long did the marriage last?
I want to say over 9 months.
Over 9 months. Okay. Okay. And were you ready to get married at the time?
Mentally, yes. Physically, no.
No. When you say mentally you were ready, what do you mean when you say mentally?
I believe I was in the mindset of wanting to have a partner.
Okay. A partner as far as having a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, a life partner. Okay. 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 So, what led to the marriage going south?
I believe it was a lot of disagreements mm-hmm. on who was the head, who was in control, who was like the one with the pants on in the relationship.
Okay. So how old was your ex at the time?
He's 25 at the time.
Oh, he was 25 and you were 18
yes.
at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Did your mom at any point tell you that the choices or the road that you were taking was not the right road to take, like your choices you were making
oh, yeah.
at the time was
oh, yeah.
the she did
definitely. Even so, before I met him.
Even before you met him?
Yes.
Wow. So see, that's what, you know, that is what makes a mother very important in your life.
Yes.
Because as parents, we can see things that you cannot see at the time because
right.
we've lived some experiences, you know, like we've experienced some things. So when we say this is not right for you, yeah, we know. Right. Yes. Yeah. Girl, we know what we're talking about at the time that we're talking about it. Yeah. So, what really happened? Even though you guys were trying to figure out who wore the pants in the marriage, and like society would have it now, the man is the one who wears the pants in the marriage.
Right, okay. So I believe what happened really was, well, we were living with his uncle. Mm-hmm. And his uncle told us that we couldn't stay with him unless we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up getting married in the church and having to deal with, like, helping out in the church, making friends. He didn't like me making friends. He wanted me to stay in communication with him only because he was trying to drift away from the church.
Okay. And what was this church?
It was a apostolic church.
Apostolic. Girl, I have no clue on what that is. But anyway, we cannot judge religion. And we cannot judge people because we ourselves, we're not perfect. So you guys had to get married to live with his uncle.
Yes.
So I'm okay. From what I'm getting from this story is that you were nowhere in your mind ready to be married, but because you wanted to be with him and to live with the uncle,
right,
you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And when you got married to him trying to be, you know, by him trying to be so controlling, I guess that's how the situation got out of hand.
Correct. Yes.
And when I say, you know, like when I say get out of hand, did you guys have any, you know, like altercation as far as like physical abuse, mental, yeah. You know, like.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of physical, mental, and verbal altogether. Sexual also.
Wow. So he actually took advantage of you.
Right. And then manipulated me into feeling like I was taking advantage of him.
In what way?
Place to stay, sexually, money, wow. Mentally.
Gosh, girl. So when you say physical abuse, did he at any time hurt you as far as breaking some part of you?
Oh, no.
Hitting you?
Anything broken. I had like a couple bruises on my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like have to go to church like after that, so I'd have to like put some makeup on.
What do you mean a couple of bruises? Like black eyes?
Black eyes, yes.
Wow. And I got to know, I heard that you that he had hit you a few times and you got like what, several concussions? And
five
concussions. Girl, and you also, what, had a fractured nose?
Yes, correct.
I'm so glad you're out of that situation.
Thank you.
I am so glad that you're out of that situation. What made you decide that this is not the best thing for me?
I wanted something better.
Right.
I wanted to be able to be in control of my life and have support from someone that truly loved me.
I felt that. Yes, because you deserve love. You are too beautiful.
We all deserve love.
Yes, we all do. We all do. Wow. And by you taking that first step, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for taking that step as a teenager.
Yes, ma'am.
Who did not know at the time, or who was being very hard-headed to the situation and not listening to your mom, because your mom plays a very intricate part of your life.
I mean, okay, for me, I feel like the reason why I was so stubborn is because I'm a Taurus.
Yeah. And
I feel like I know my ins and out in life.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what I wanted. I knew how I wanted to get there. And by any means necessary, I was going to get to that point. So I felt like if you were in my way, I was just going to remove you altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's where I feel that you and your mom got a split because mm-hmm. you did not want to listen because you felt like you...
She wasn't on my side.
Right. She wasn't
she on your... She was on a different side.
Side at yeah. the time. Okay.
And she was like... She was all for what I wanted.
Yes.
I just needed to communicate with her.
Yeah.
That with her.
Wow.
But we're working on it. It's working out.
Yes. And to be honest with you, I love the relationship that you and your mom got going on right now. I love the little bonding process that you guys have going on. You know, like little things like going to the store with your daughter. Mother-daughter time, talking about stuff, how you do her hair, how you guys, you know, get together, do makeup, just
being
know.
Able to know her needs and my needs.
Yes, and communicate.
Yeah.
And she gets to know you and you know her. That's what, you know, like, that is what makes a mother so important in her daughter's life. Is there anything that you feel is on your heart right now that you would like to share with a little girl out here or a teenager like yourself who is not actually listening to her parents
yes.
or his parents or parent, you know, because a single parent we sometimes have a partner who is not our child's biological father or biological mother. So I said parents, you know, because as long as you're in that home with that child or children, parenting those kids or kid, you are just like a guardian. So is there anything that you would like to give out here on this platform, you know, something informative, something very touching, something that would make somebody out here say, yes, I am going to listen to my mom. I need to stop what I'm doing. My mom knows what is best for me at this age. Let me go ahead and start to communicate with her. Is there anything you have to tell anybody?
Okay, I do actually. You basically explained what I wanted to say, but that's spot on.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. I'm just going to add some more to it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love yourself.
Yes.
You definitely have to love every nook and cranny of your very being.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know, you must know who you are in this world, where you're going, and where you are now, so
yes.
that you can get to that point that you want to be. Don't go looking for love because it's bound to find you.
Yes.
And friends will be friends. Friends are there to help you get to where you need to be.
But true friends, real friends.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Make sure you shoot for the stars.
That's
Don't let
it.
No one tell you you can't do it because you are the only person that knows that you can. So
yes.
do it. You know, get that workout regimen in. You know, do some squats. Get off that cornbread. Stop that Gatorade.
Right.
Leave McDonald's alone.
No. Oh, girl, that's funny. But thank you so much for getting on to this platform and sharing your story. Thank you.
Thank you
for coming through. Yes. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Single parents, single mom. We love you. You are strong. You are able. Stay blessed. Never let your head down. Keep your head up and keep on moving.
Let your fur fly.
Yeah. Our kids need us in their lives. I know sometimes they might, they can be stubborn as hell. Let them be, but keep them in your prayers whilst you are teaching them all the tough love and never stop having their back, no matter what. If you're not there physically, please be there spiritually and pray for them. This is the end of today's show. We hope you stay tuned for Friday's show, because what I have coming Friday is going to be so juicy. It's going to be so juicy. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind because this is coming from my own gut, my stomach. Trust me.
Yes.
So trust me when I say it's going to be juicy. It's going to be juicy. Until then, we love you. Stay blessed.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you. Stay strong. Hey now, single parent, checking out.